The Mishnah continues Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. When the Kohen Gadol enters now to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he passes from the Heichal into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he has to pass by two Peroichsin in the Zman of the Bayis Sheni, where there was an Amatraxin between the two Peroichsin. So the Mishnah says, according to the Shita, Rabbi Yosef Shita was only one Peroichis, but according to the Rabbonon, Hachitzoin Hoitza Prufo. That means the first Peroichis, the outer one, was Prufo. It was folded Minadorim. It was folded and bent and hanging on a peg on the Dorim side, on the left side. But we're going now in the Shita that you entered from the left and then you walked between the two Peroichsin and you came out on the right, on the Tzofen side. So Grashi Prufo, Roisha Kfula Letzalachutz, it was doubled over. V'nechezes Bekeres Shalzov Liyos Prusavay Medes. The Kohen Gadol's hands were occupied. On the one hand, in his right hand, he was holding the macht of Gecheles. In the left hand, he was holding the kaf of Keteris. So he couldn't move away the curtain. So the Peroichas, once a year on Yom Kippur, when he went Lefnayim Lefnim, had to be Prufa Min Adorim, on the left side, Upnimis, and then he walks between the two Peroichsin, and the second Peroichas also has to be hooked up, so to speak, Prufa. It was Min Atzofen. It was Prufa Min Atzofen side, when he comes in now from the right side. Now, while he's walking between the two Peroichsin, Mahalach Benayim, he walks between the two Peroichsin, until he comes to the Tzofer inside. And now, when he gets to the Tzofer, he has to turn around and go towards the left, towards where the Oren is. That's where he places the Machta and the Gacheles and the Keteris on it. So, Mahalach L'smoiloi, when he comes to the Tzofer in Hoifach Ponov, first he turns around his head, L'dorim, to go towards the Dorim side, because he comes out now from the inner Peroichus, coming in from the Tzofer side. He has to now turn to the left to go towards the Dorim. So Zog the Mishnah, Higiyah Letzofen. He comes to the Tzofen side after walking between the two Peroichsin. Hoifich Ponov L'dorim, he has to turn around his head to go to the left, towards the Dorim side, towards where the Menorah is. And Mahalach L'smoiloi, he walks on his left side, is Ima Peroichas. He has no choice. Usually called Pilosh Atapon Limin, but here he's ending up on the right side because he started in from the left side, walked between the two Peroichsin, comes out from the inner Peroichas Apnimi to the Tzofen, he has to go now to the left, to the Dorim, and the Peroichas on your left. So, Mahalach L'smoyla Ima Peroichas, until he reaches Achi Shu Magia L'Oroin, until he reaches the Oren. Now again, this Mokim, this area, we said before, Misafkele, is it part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Is it part of the Kodesh? How do you look at this area of the Amatraxin? Is this area considered B'Kedushas Heichel or B'Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim? So, because they were mesupik, so it comes out that le'olam there was taka 40 cholol of heichol, there was taka 20 cholol of kodesh hakadoshim, and they added on this extra ama, so to speak, and it was treated with the neither kedusha, meaning we're mesupik what it is. So mele we didn't do the avodas k'toris over there, and you can't stam enter there, and had two peroichsin. Now the question that really takes shonim bavarns earlier on daf nun aleph amid beis is that. We know there's a pasuk akol b'ksav, you can't be moisif. So if you're mesupik, it's not the pshat, you took the 40 and you made it 39, or you took the 20 made it 19. You left it 40, you left it 20, and you added an extra amma. Why is it not a steer to akol b'ksav? So I have to tell you, shonim, that ein lochush, when you have two peroichsin, im moisifin al avi ha-heichel, oi beis kotshi ha-kadoshim. It seems to imply that the problem of akol b'ksav is not to be megareya from the mokim. But to be moisef on the mokum, that would not be a chisaron of akol b'ksav. So this is this area that you have this additional amma that he walks in between. He comes out, now he turns to the left, and then he goes towards the oren. Zog the Mishnah weiter, he gel oren, he comes to the oren, noisen is a machta ben shnei abadim, he places the machta of the gacheles between the two badim, and that's the badim of the oren. Sova es haketoris, and now you heap up the keteris. First you do again meloichaf naim. From the calf, you have to do an acrobatic way of pouring it back in your palms. And then you tsover it, you heap it up on the tsover es haketoris, you heap it on al-gabi the gechalim, on the gechalim, which is the macht on the floor, meaning the macht is on the floor between the bottom, and now you heap it up from your meloichaf naim again, on top of the gechalim. V'nismale kol ha-bayis kula oshon, and then the whole bayis, meaning the Kodesh HaKadoshim, totally turns into Oshon. Then the Mishnah says, Yotzo. after it says Bala Abayis Kula Oshen, only then is he Yoitza. Ubole B'derech Beis Knisosai, he goes back the way he entered, and Rashi explains it means he walks back backwards. He doesn't walk facing his back towards the Oren, but he walks backwards, Derech Knisosai, U'mispalal Tfilik Tzorah, and then he's Mispalal Tfilik Tzorah, where? Bebeis Achitzain, meaning in the Heichel. Not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like the Rambam says, you're only allowed to enter for the times that you enter to do the Avodah, where you wear the big Delovin. Either to Moitzeh the Kafa Machto, or to do the Maisa of the Keteris Lefrei V'Lefnim, or to be Mazel on the Parochus. But you can't do a Tfilik Tzorah there. That's considered a Bir Ekonis. You're not allowed to. You can't miss if you do a Tfil over there. So it's Meduktuk. The Tfilik Tzorah is Dafka Beis Achitzain. He wasn't Marek in the Tfilah. Shlo Lehavis says he sold, because they didn't know why he's not exiting. Some of them died. So in order not to be mavis, to get them scared, so mainly he did the Tfilah Ktzorah, he was a marech in it, not to get them scared. Now in this Etzem Din, where the Mishnah says that Yotza, meaning he's only Yotza after his Malak Kol Abayis Kula Oshan, so the Biskrovin Sefer, and the end of the Sefer is Michtovim. So one of the Michtovim over there is written to Yoshebeh from Boston, and over there he says a big Yisoid, as a Shakla V'Taya, back and forth, that this Din of waiting until Nizbalim Bayis Kol Oshan, the Rambam says so behedi, the Rambam says that you have to mamtin Ach Nizbalim Kol Bayis Oshan, and then you yoitza. Usually when you makdik Torahs every day, you place it on the Ishim, and you're good to go. You did the Avoida. Over here, L'chari, why do you have to be wait until Nizbalim Bayis Kol Oshan? The Etzim dropping the Torahs on the Gecholim, that's the Avoida. So why do you have to wait? So he says that the Nizbalah Abayis Kula Oshan is the chelik with the Avoid over here. He has to be here b'shas, this Avoid that takes place, he has to be here, just like Reb Chaim said he brings, his father said, he brings b'shem Reb Chaim, that when the Soya Mishtaleach is being thrown off the cliff, until it goes off, it becomes the Soya Mishtaleach, the Kohen has to remain in the Mokom HaMikdosh. He has to remain there until the Maisa of the Avodah finishes. So there also, you have to remain in the Kodesh HaKadoshim until Nizmala Kol Abayis Oshan. That's a chelik for the Avodah. Unlike the Keteris every day, we're just placing it on the Ishim. Over here, the chelik of the Avodah is not just the Maisa of dropping the Keteris on the Gecheles. It's Nizmala Abayis Kol Oshan is a chelik of the Avodah. So you have to remain there until it's done, and only then it's Taki Yotzo. Now the reason why you have to wait for this is because the pasuk says v'chisa as ananak teiris. That means Yitaka have to wait until it's niskasa. That's the chelik of the avodah. So he has to be there in the mokum all the way until the nisbala abayis oshan, and only then it could be yotza. The nafkemina legabedis din that the kiyam din of v'chisa ananak teiris ach nisbala abayis oshan is not a kiyam din of the avodah. So obviously he can't leave until after this is nisbala. And he has to be the b'shas da avoida, meaning b'shas in the smala bayis oshan. But the Rebbe said there's another nafkamina. Let's say the din of adure poikin. Usually, when it's niskay mitzvosoi, so you don't have to put the evorim back on mizbeach after niskay mitzvosoi. Over here, if let's say the keteris would fall off the machta, so it would be a din of adure poikin achin nismala bayis oshan. It's a chelik with avoida. It's not just placing it down on the gacheles. The chelik with avoida is nismala bayis oshan. So melo would be din of adure poikin. It's not nasim mitzvosoi until nismala bayis oshan. That would be enough kamina. Zok the gemara b'mayas kinon, meaning what are we talking about? On the one hand, it says that you place it ben abadim. The oren was only in bayis rishon. On the other hand, it says there were two peroxin is bayis sheni instead of amitraxin. So talking about mayis kinon, what are we talking about? Which mikdash? Ilan be mikdash rishon. If we're talking about mikdash rishon, we have a peroxin. There was no peroxin in mikdash rishon between madlum and kodesh and kadoshim with two peroxin. There was amitraxin. There was a wall. Ela be mikdash sheni. We're talking about bayis sheni. So for gemara, we have an oren. After all, in bayis sheni, the oren was nignaz. V'otanya, the gemara brings that the bayis sheni, the oren was nignaz. Mishin nignaz oren at the end of bayis rishon when the oren was nignaz. Nignaz the imoy tzintenes hamon. The nitzenes hamon lemishmeres was also nignaz. V'tzluch yishemen amishcha, and the tzluch of the shemen amishcha was also nignaz with it. U'makolish shel aron, and the makol, the staff of Aaron after the machlokes of Korach and Adosoi. So over there, it was also nignaz. U'shkedeo u'frocheo, and the shkedim and the prochim that grew were nignaz with it. On this makel, the argus that shigu plishim during lelakei sol, and the argus that the plishim sent was also nignas together. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, ves clay or the clay azov, asher shivoyisim loy os oshom tosimu ba argus mitzido v'shlachtam oitzav olach. So together with the argus, it was nignas together with it. So al kaponim, we see that it was nignas, and the gemara says, Umi Gonza, who was going is this? So Kmo Yoshio Gonza, Yoshua Melech was going is it? Ma Rosh Gonza, why was he going is this? Rosh Kosuf, he saw that it's written in the parasha of Techocha. Yoel Hashem, Oishoves Malkhasha Tokimalecha, you're going to end up going into Golos, El Goeshaloyadato. So he didn't want the Oren to be taken to Bavel. So Omid Gonza, he was going is it. Shenema, Vayyemel Alvim Amavinim. He told the Levim that Amalam Torah, Lecho Yisrael, the Amalamed, the Mevinim, Lecho Yisrael, Hakadoshim Lashem, Tnuas Anakosh Bevais Hashabonah Shloima, place the Oren in the Bais Hashabonah Shloima. Now I was there already. So what does it mean, place it in the Bais? It means be going it in the place that Shloima Melech set aside to be going it, because Shloima Melech also knew it's going to be Nechrav. So, Tnuas Anakosh Bevais Hashabonah Shloima Ben Dovid Melech Yisrael, Ein Lecha Masa Bekosef. You're not going to be carrying now the Oren anymore, Masa Bekosef. So, at even as Hashem Lekechem Es Ama Yisrael, but be Oved Hashem in the other ways, in the Shira and helping on the Shechita, but not in the Masa of the Oren anymore. It's going to be Nignas. So, the Gemara says, V'om Rabbi Lozer, how do we know that all these things were Nignas together? Zog the Gemara one by one. Asya, Shoma, Shoma. It says, but it's in Tzenes Hamon, we learn Xer Shova. It says by the Oren, Asher Ivoid Choshomo, and it says by the Tzinsenes Hamon, it says, Kach Tzinsenes Achas Vesen Shomo, so we learn Shomo Shomo. The Asian, likewise, we learned that the Tzluchas of Shem and Amishcha was also Nignas. Why? Because it says, Doiros, Doiros. On the one hand, it says, by the Tzinsenes Hamon, it says, Lemishmeres the Doiros Seichem, and by the Shem and Amishcha, it says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yezel Adoroseichem. So we learn Doris Doris, it was Nignas together. The Asyan, like we learn Makal Shel Iron, was Nignas. We learn Mishmeres, Mishmeres. On the one hand, it says by the Tzenes Amon, Le Mishmeres Adoroseichem. And it says by the Makal of Iron, Hoshvez Mata Iron Le Mishmeres. So Melo, we see that all these things were Nignas together by Bayesheni. But upon him, the question of the Gemara is that how do you say that he came to the Oren and he placed the Machta Ben Abadim? L'chayu was Nignas already. Enter the Gemara, lo'olam b'mikdasheni. Aye, b'mikdasheni, enich ramidi, two peroxim, but there was no Oren. So the Gemara, ma'i higi lo Oren, mokim Oren. So state on the Gemara that the mokim Oren was niskadish, even though there was no be'etzim dik Oren. But you had to place the Machta, it was like, it's kitchel l'shaita lo silovi, it was niskadish even when there was no Oren in the b'yisheni. But that mokim where it was nignaz was niskadish like Ben Abadim and like the Oren itself. Zog the Gemara, the Oren, what about Ben Abadim? V'oktoni nosis ha-machta le-ben shnei Abadim, l'choyim b'ayishen, there was no Badim. So the Gemara says the same terrors. Eimo, k'ben shnei Abadim. The mokum where it was Nignas has the same kedusha of like Ben Abadim. And that's where you place the machta, and that's where you place the k'teris. Zog the Gemara, tzovar esa k'teris agabi g'cholim. You placed, you heap the k'teris on top of the g'cholim. Zog the Gemara, t'nan, commander Omar, tzovro, we had a machlokes early in Daf Mem Tes. Are you tzoyver? Do you heap it up or do you spread it out? Do you mefazer it? Do you tzoyver it because you want it to last longer or you mefazer it because you want it to start right away? So here we see clearly like the man doma tzoyvro. Zog demor machlekes in two brises. Toni chado, one brises says tzoyvro, that means you tzoyver pnimo. You start from the chelik that is closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, shi chutzaloi, which is further away from him. And then you bring it towards you, meaning you drop the k'teris further away towards you. You don't drop it closer to you going outward, because then you might burn yourself. After all, the k'teris, when it hits a g'chalim, it burns. So mainly you don't want to put your hand over it, like when you light Hanukkah candles. You don't want to have a child lighting the menorah closer, and then the next child lighting the one behind that, because he has to go over the fire. So here also, you start with further, pnimo, and that's chutzaloy, that's further away from him, and you go towards you. V'tan Yirich, the other bride says, tzoivro, that means you tzoivit where? Chutzo, meaning further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, closer towards you. Shihi p'nimaloy, which is closer to him, and you're going outwards. Now the Gemara explains, the chayitz is steering the braises. Omer Abaya tanoitz, indeed it's a machlokes tanoim, in which direction you go. V'omer Abaya, what's the mistaver de katzad? Mistaver commander Omer, p'nima shichutzaloy. That you start off p'nima, which is closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, shichutzaloy, further away from him. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, legabe dikteris, that takes place every day in the Mishnah, in Tom it says, melamdin oisoy. He's zoher, be careful. Shaloy taschil, meaning, don't start making the being tzoverit closer to you and then go further away from you, because shemati chove, you might burn yourself. So melech mistavra, then you start from further and you go closer. Lafuke is starting close and going further because you might be nichve. So that's what mistavra. It's taka machoks tanoim. It's mistavra this tzad. Now what's pshat in the other tzad? The other tzad says that you start off closer and you go further out. And Vaisa is not concerned about shemati chove. It says, man mu'ud, zok tais rosh, you have to be concerned about it. But what's the inyan to start closer? Zok tais rosh, and the tziv says so, the behedya, that the reason why you start closer is because, eim avigan ala mitzvahs, since you have the k'teris that you can drop on the machta closer or further, dropping it further is a gather of eim avigan ala mitzvahs. And this is a big chiddush be'etzim. Because the mokum is not a chelik of the mitzvah, the mice is the mitzvah. So why would it be called eim avigan ala mitzvah on the mokum? Because be'etzim, you do it, the Biskarov says already, he's mechalik, and he says, by the oimer, there's a din that you makriv the oimer from the closer area. You don't go to a further area. Because eim avigan ala mitzvahs. Masha'enkein, he says, by the Shirayim, when you drop the Shirayim, so over there, it can even be further away. Because the Mokum is not a chelik of the mitzvah, it's just where you're doing it. The mitzvah is the cheft of the dam, not the Mokum where you drop the dam. Masha'enkein by Oimer, the Mokum of the Tvua, that's the cheft of the Tvua, is the Mokum itself. When you have a mitzvah in front of you, Eim Avin on the mitzvahs. You have Tvun Shiat, Tvun Shoresh in front of you. You have the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and you have Dishon Mizbeach, and the Atovas HaNeiris. Two mitzvahs, so Eim Avin on the mitzvahs. Masha'enkein over here, where the Mokum is not a chelik of the mitzvah, we drop the shirayim. He says that's not called eim avin al mitzvahs. So the reason why this tais rosh or the netziv is a chiddush, because over here we're saying the reason why you start closer to you and you go further when you're dropping the k'teris is because eim avin al mitzvahs. I over here, the mokum is not a chelik of the mitzvah. It's similar to shirayim where it's not a chelik of the mitzvah. Lafuke the akrovas oimer where the etzim the mokum is the chelik of the mitzvah to take the oimer. So that's why it's a chiddush in the din of Eim Avin al Mitzvah al Kaponim. But this is the svara, why the reason of Ashlei Tichva, that's art, what we hold. Mistavra Zok Tabaya. But it's, the other side is because of Eim Avin al Mitzvah, which is Mechudish Dikadin and Eim Avin al Mitzvah, which the Chari would seem to imply that even though the Mokum is not a chelik of the mitzvah, it would seem that it goes into the get of Eim Avin al Mitzvah too, not to drop the Keteris further if you can do it in the closest spot. We'll stop over here. The top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph.